Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Angels just tied it up in Texas, 3-3, as they moved to the bottom of the fifth inning. It was Josh Hamilton with a two-run single that tied the game. The Rangers currently sit a game back of the Cleveland Indians for the second wild card in the American League. The Indians are half a game back of the Rays, who hold the top wild card spot, and they're going to catch them tonight because Cleveland leads the Minnesota Twins by a score of 9-1 in the top of the fifth inning. So this wild card chase in the American League could get awfully, awfully close. And the Blue Jays are going to play rather a large part. They eliminated the Baltimore Orioles on Tuesday. Did the Blue Jays. They dealt the Yankees playoff hopes a big blow back here September 17th to 19th when they took 2 out of 3. And now they're going to try to do the same to the Rays. It's a far more difficult task for the Blue Jays to knock the Rays out of the playoffs. They would have to sweep them, and the Rangers would have to sweep the Angels, and the Indians would have to get the job done as well. So it's not exactly going to be easy, but the Blue Jays can do their level best to make sure it's as difficult as possible for the Tampa Bay Rays to clinch a spot, set their pitching, and all that stuff. We are Blue Jays talking it up at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Just two games to go. R.A. Dickey done for the year, and a great ovation as he came off the mound, which, you know, stands in complete contrast to him being booed off the mound here at Rogers Center in just his second ever start as a Blue Jay back in April against the Boston Red Sox. Tim in Mississauga, you're going to be the leadoff man tonight on the Blue Jays Talk. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I've quite enjoyed the young guys the last month. I'm just wondering, what about the idea of, you know, going young next year? I don't see us doing anything next year. And, I mean, I'd rather be, you know, a last-place team with the young guys that are going to improve and get better than a last-place team with the older guys.
I'm having a deja vu feeling. Did you call in with this same opinion a few days ago?
No, okay, but I've just enjoyed the young guys.
Yeah, well, the young guys have been kind of enjoyable, but the team hasn't really. I mean, they're not as good as the injured players that they're replacing for the most part.
They'll probably get better, and they're young, right? And then I just
what makes you think this team's not going to be?
I just think that
what makes you think this team's not going to be any good next year?
Well, I mean, what makes you think they are going to be any good? I don't see any real pitching. I mean, who we got for pitching?
They've got Dickey, they've got Burley, hopefully they've got Brandon Morrow.
Burley has a pretty tough time against the Eastern Division teams.
Burley had a fine year. I don't know what, the Yankees beat him up a couple of times. He pitched really well against Boston a couple of times.
I don't see any evidence that, what was our record in the East this year? I mean, I just don't see any evidence that next year will be.
Well, if you believe that the way the Blue Jays players performed this year is the way they'll perform next year, then you're right. But, you know, if you take a look at what they'd actually done over the course of their entire career prior to this year, almost all of them, then there'll be a lot of reasons to expect this team to be a lot better next year. But anyway, let's not get hung up on that. When you talk about the kids, you want to see, who are we talking about? Are we talking about Goins and Sierra and Ghosts?
I did try to like Pilar, but I find he swings at too many bad pitches. I mean, maybe he can get over that. I mean, I do like his, he's got good baseball sense, but I do find at the plate he's quite over anxious and does swing a lot of bad pitches, so I'm not quite sure about him. But I like Ghosts, I like Sierra, and three, I like Gomes.
Goins. So you'd have Ghosts and Sierra playing over Rasmus and a healthy Melky.
Well, I'd like to maybe trade Rasmus and Bautista and get some young prospects.
Wow.
And just try to build it that way. Maybe some young pitching prospects, minor league guys.
If that's what you want to do, Tim, then that's what you want to do. I don't think after 20 years and after doing what the Blue Jays did this past offseason, I don't think going backwards is the right move for the city or the right move for the fan base or the right move for the people running the organization. But I appreciate your opinion. Thank you for the call. I couldn't disagree more. I don't think now is the time to go backwards. I know it's frustrating and it's been a terrible year, but yeah. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays beat the Rays 6-3. Sergio Santos with a five-out save, but the first two outs coming on just one pitch. Aaron is in St. Thomas listening on News Talk 1290. Hello, Aaron.
Oh, hi, Michael. Mike, does it bother you at all that we have a pitcher asking for the roof to be closed?
No.
He won a Cy Young with in a stadium where they can't close a roof.
Yes, that's true. And you know what? Honestly, I don't know if having the roof closed is an advantage for R.A. Dickey or not. I've seen him pitch some great games outside. I've seen him get lit up inside. But the truth of the matter is, if he thinks he's better, then why not?
That's not my problem. They're paying
him. What's your problem?
My problem is, if I was going to the game, I'm in St. Thomas. I went to the game last week. But if I was going to the game tonight and suddenly I'm indoors because the pitcher wants to be indoors, aren't they paying him enough money to pitch wherever the hell he is?
They won. Would that not make you happy?
That's not my question.
Well, but that's what happened.
Happy? Well, I didn't go this week because, I mean, it's kind of, you know.
What if it had been raining?
Okay. Is winning the bottom line for you?
Yes.
So explain this team this year.
This team was terrible this year.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, they underperformed.
Yes.
The Titanic underperformed.
Yeah, the Titanic
General
seriously
underperformed
too. But people actually died then. This is just baseball, so there's really no need to be so dramatic.
Oh, I'm not being dramatic, but why can't you say when they're... Anyway,
you're comparing the Blue Jays to the Titanic. You're not being dramatic?
No. I said underperformed. If you were writing the headline in 1912, it would be Titanic underperformed.
Can we get off the actual real-life death stuff and just talk about sports?
Okay. A team failed miserably.
Yes.
That's the deal. Okay.
Yes.
So my point is, my girlfriend told me today, she said she heard on Sportsnet that if the Blue Jays could stop the Rays this weekend, they would snuff out their playoff chances. That would be the third team they did it to this year.
Yes.
The first one would be the Orioles. The second one would be the Rays. Would
you
say
Yankees.
They can't?
The Yankees, too.
They
basically knocked them out of the playoffs. Not officially eliminated them, but it's only fair because they lost 13 of the first 16 games they played against them.
But it would, so it would be four then, right?
Well, who's the other? Oh, the other one's the Blue Jays, right?
Exactamundo.
Yeah, congratulations, Aaron.
Bye, big guy.
Thank you for the call. You really were waiting the whole time just for that? Chris is in Barrie. Chris, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to talk to you about, I've been listening to you on and off all year, and I know you've been really positive with a lot of the fans with all the negativity, but I think there's some of us that have been cheering for this team for 30 years, and or longer, but for me it's 30 years.
Okay.
And I just find this is just 20 years of bullshit's got to stop. We've been promised and hyped the media every year in the off season, and enough is enough. When are we actually going to see a team make the playoffs? And I think the Jays are maybe one other team has not made the playoffs in that stretch of time. And we get these promises and there's always failures. So if you don't think Gibbons is the problem, or he's at least 50% of the problem, then is it pitching system in the minor leagues? Is it the pitching coach? Why are there always excuses every year?
First of all, watch your language. I don't know how you snuck by our guys with that, but I don't want to hear that again. Two, what are the excuses? I've sat here 160 times this season and talked about how the players are performing terribly, how this team is not doing what it's supposed to do, and that it's on the guys who are actually not doing it, the players. So where are the excuses?
That's what I want to know.
Why do you want to blame a coach or a manager instead of blaming the people who are actually not getting the job done?
Well, all I'm saying is, yeah, ultimately it is up to the players. What I'm saying is there's got to be the accountability in the ball club. And you saw it with Cito, you saw it with Joe Carter and Dave Winfield in those years, and you don't see it with Gibbons. Every time he's been the manager, there's no accountability.
That's completely false, Chris. That's completely false. And I don't know if you're intentionally trying to twist things or if you've actually forgotten, but there's plenty of accountability around John Gibbons. And in fact, when he came back here, a lot of the people were upset about the way he'd handled Ted Lilly and Shea Hillenbrand, which I thought both of them were fantastic moves by John Gibbons. Maybe went a little bit overboard to get physical with Hillenbrand, but there was immediate accountability. This team is a different group, and it's very easy to say things happened in the early 90s when the Blue Jays were winning World Series. But you know what? They were winning World Series, and that's why you think those things happened. I don't know to what level Dave Winfield was able to hold people accountable, but I do know that in those early 90s teams that were so successful, guys didn't get benched for making mistakes or for not running out balls. Nobody got taken out of a game for missing a cutoff man or any of the things that fans seem to want to have happen now. The reality of the situation is that the players did not perform this year. And that's it, plain and simple. And having someone yell and scream or jump up and down or whatever wouldn't have changed that. They didn't perform. It's on them. I know people want their pound of flesh, but until we can actually get real reasons as opposed to these vague, oh, this should happen, this isn't happening, people really actually have no clue about what's going on in that clubhouse. I just don't get it. I appreciate the call. Before we get to the next call, we have the skipper, John Gibbons. And let's hear what he had to say in the wake of this 6-3 win over the Rays.
Who does decide whether the roof's open or closed?
Not me, that's for sure.
I know, but I know who it isn't, but who is it? Who decides?
Why would you ask me that if I don't know who does it?
Oh, that's not what you said. You just said that it's not you. I just figured you were in the know.
Doesn't matter to me one way or the other, John. As long as I'm comfortable.
John, how's Brett? And did that ball hit him flush on the mouth, or did it catch his shoulder before it hit him in the mouth?
I'm not sure, but you know, he was bleeding from his lip and inside his mouth there. So we took him out for cautionary reasons. But he's a tough dude, you know, Canadian. Does it surprise you? He stayed in the game for a while anyway. Buff.
Is that your politically correct thing to say? Or?
No, I'm just ask Team Mexico in the WBC.
Could you talk about your pitcher tonight, John?
Say that again?
You talk about Dickey tonight?
Yeah, he was great. I mean, he got off the, shaky start, a couple home runs, and then he really settled in. I mean, he's coming off back-to-back good games. You know, that game in Boston, he finished really strong, and he did it again today, you know. So, he had a good year. I think it was his 14th win tonight. You know, for teams below 500, he'll take that. And, he finished strong. He made all his starts. Good job.
John, did it surprise you, considering the position that Tampa's in, how poorly they played on defense at times tonight? I mean, it looked like they were pretty tight out there. Do you really see that as just one of those things that happens and tomorrow they'll be back to being their normal selves?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't happen too often to them. I mean, they take away hits. I mean, I think they in Baltimore are going to set fielding records, I think, in baseball, you know. You know, Richard might think they need to work a little more in spring training, but I'm sure he'll remind Joe of that after the game tonight. But now, I mean, that's one of their strengths. I mean, they got great pitching, and they're a great defensive team. You know, but that happens in baseball sometimes. You know, it's a little different surface here than it is in Tampa, although it's turf. You know, it's a little bouncier. And it's not necessarily easy to play on either. But yeah, that's an aberration. That's not But that happens in baseball.
Gibby, is Sergio Santos back to 100% of what you were expecting out of him?
Yeah, Rich, I be honest with you, I think he's better than I expected. You know, I saw him early on. I saw him over in Chicago with the White Sox when he was closing out some games, and, you know, he'd run into some control problems. And since he's come back from his elbow issue, he's really not battling that right now. You know, so I'm seeing him now better than I've ever seen him, and I saw him really good in with the White Sox. Of course, I missed him last year, but I saw him early in the season here, so better than I've ever seen him. He got that slider, man, that, you know, unhittable.
Really is unhittable, and Sergio Santos had been unhittable when he got James Loney to bounce into that double play to end the eighth inning. That made it 12 consecutive innings for Sergio Santos without allowing a hit. He gave up a couple of hits in the ninth, but also picked up three strikeouts, and his first save as a Blue Jay as the Jays took down the Rays 6-3. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Blue Jays Talk, and we're taking your phone calls at 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell, long distance, is 1-888-666-0590. Will is in Hamilton. Will, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Mike, I actually just wanted to make a comment. I just wanted to see why is it that the Blue Jays didn't give Ricky a shot at getting a start before the end of the year? I thought that with all the building they've done with him and so on, I thought they'd give him a shot at it.
That's not a comment. That's a question.
I guess it is. But, you know, they really they brought the other guys up, too, and didn't really give anybody a start. Didn't give I know, like, Drabek and him both came in for a couple rounds here and there, but
yep.
they didn't give either of them a shot at like, starting out.
It would have been nice to see Ricky Romero get a start. It's true.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a bunch of guys at work we were talking about and just saying, you know, we were hoping to see him.
Who's earned getting yanked from the rotation?
Yeah.
That's the question. And do you want to give Romero a start after 3 weeks of not pitching? Right?
Well, maybe Hap. Maybe, I don't know, but is it about being yanked, though, really? Like, I don't know.
It is about being yanked. I mean, and maybe Hap, and I don't disagree with you, but he'd had that one great start Hap did, a couple of starts ago, that seven-inning fantastic job. I can't remember if it was against the Yankees or who it was against. So you're not going to take him out after that one.
I guess.
Then he had a stinker last time. But if you give Romero tomorrow's start, first of all, the Tampa Bay Rays are in a big-time playoff race, and to give Ricky Romero that start is an issue.
Maybe.
Right? And yeah. So it's a matter of fitting them in and a matter of people.
Or what about just letting Burley have a sit, even though he's done great and everyone loves him?
No chance.
No?
No. Mark Burley's never missed a start. He's never been on the disabled list in 12 years.
I guess.
He goes out there and throws every 5 days.
Everyone knows he's a workhorse. He's not going anywhere. He is what he's a great, great pitcher. So
you let him pitch every 5 days. It's part of him being a great pitcher. You have to pay him the respect he deserves for doing that job, right?
I understand.
Yeah. It would have been nice. And unfortunately, there wasn't a place for them to fit him in when they weren't playing a game that mattered. You know, that series against the Angels, that series against the Twins, early September, those would have been the times to give Ricky Romero a start.
Is he still with the club right now? Is he still... Yeah, he's still in the bullpen?
Didn't he just pitch yesterday?
I think he did.
Yeah. No. Day before? Pitched the day before.
Day before.
Yeah, he's still here.
Well, I was just wondering if maybe we'll see him a couple innings next couple days.
Maybe.
All right.
You never know.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks for the call. Bob is in Aylmer, Quebec, listening on 1310 News. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Comment ça va?
Bien.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Hey, grade 10
good
French,
start.
Baby.
At least you gave it a shot.
That's
good.
Right.
You know, every year, you know, I don't know how many years I got left in my life, but I love sports. And every year I think, okay, for baseball, I hope my Blue Jays are going to do something. And so I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and, you know, there's a little bit of pump every year, and I think out of all the years since 93, this maybe was the biggest year that it was supposed to be the year that we were at least supposed to be competitive.
And, it absolutely was.
Yeah, and they went out and spent, what was it, at least $50 million more salary-wise. And
about that.
You know what? I've always been one of these people that hated the Yankees winning and hated these teams that were winning because they had it all based on salary, and I don't think that's the way to go. I think after watching the Blue Jays this year, I really do think that, you know what, spend a little bit of money, and I guess they've done this, but they got to maybe spend a little bit more because, you know what?
A crap load of money.
Yeah, well, no, I don't mean on talent. I mean on things having to do with psychology and chemistry. And they had they had tons of talent this year.
Yep.
And they've done nothing but finish in near the bottom or the bottom year after year after year.
That's not true. It really isn't. I mean, it feels that way. I know it feels that way.
Well, when was the last time they were real close, Mike?
Well, the fact that they haven't been real close has more to do with the Yankees and Red Sox than it has to do with the Blue
Jays. Well, that's another part of the thing I wanted to talk about. All maybe right. Their only hope is to get a realignment. Now, they talk about that.
It's not going
to
happen, Bob.
Yeah, and it's not. So what should I do? Should I hope that Warren Cromartie is successful and he gets the Expos coming back, whatever they want to call
it? How awesome would that be?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I still have a few more years left and I can hope for that, but I mean, I think the Blue Jays really do have to try to figure out the psychological aspect of the game, which I think is huge in a game, and I also think the chemistry part of it, and that's where these guys, like if we had a whole team of Brett Laurie's, we'd probably be there, but talent is one thing. But I heard, you know, Jerry all year and a couple of guys that were with him, and you could hear those guys getting down. Like, you could tell that they were getting fed up with watching these guys seem as if they were done before the game was even close to being over. And I think that's what they got to really focus on. You know, it's not just about talent. It's about wanting it. And they got to find the heart. And I think a lot of these guys can do it, but they got to take responsibility. And they got, it's more than just talent. You got to want it. You got to have the mental strength and the mental desire and the heart. And if they can get there, we're going to move up the ladder and at least get close to being there and not being out of it by the time July rolls around. So, anyway, we'll see what happens next year.
We will. Thank you, Bob. I just don't buy any of that stuff. I'm sorry. And I know it's a common screed among Blue Jays fans, that whole out of it before July rolls around. And, of course, last year they were two games out of a playoff spot on July 31st, but it's very convenient to forget that stuff because it doesn't fit in with the story that you're trying to tell or, you know, how good the Blue Jays were in 2006 and 2007. But we can't talk about that, right, because it's been 20 years of endless crap. Look, this is a talented team. It didn't perform. The pitching was terrible. It wasn't helped by awful defense for the first two-thirds of the season. Those are the things that are that happened. It's not about wanting it. It's not about heart. It's not about thinking you're beaten before you get to the ballpark or vice versa. It's about performing. That's what the Blue Jays didn't do. We don't have to make other stuff up to try to explain why they didn't do it. They didn't do it. We hope they will next year. We will continue to take your phone calls on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, all the way till 11 o'clock Eastern Time. If you're on hold now, stay on hold, because in 4 minutes, I'm going to say goodbye to the rest of the country, but I don't really mean it because we're still going to be on, so don't hang up when you hear me do that. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays beat the Rays 6-3. It's the Honda postgame show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. It is the Blue Jays talk on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The Blue Jays weren't supposed to win the last couple of years. We'll see you tomorrow.